The following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
First up on today's show, we're going to talk about getting your pond started and how to get a jump on holding off algae.
There you go. It's time to clean up your rose bushes. We'll discuss pruning, fertilizing, and spraying during our second segment.
Steve, my son-in-law from Broomall, Pennsylvania, called his father-in-law's cell phone to ask lawn questions. He didn't call the hotline. Well, I guess kind of did. I'll share with you what Steve had to say and what you can do to rejuvenate your lawn this spring.
In our fourth segment, we'll explain easy-to-understand landscape design techniques you can use to plant a beautiful landscape.
We'll wrap up today's show talking about preparing your garden and which vegetables you can plant right now.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. Fertiloam's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertiloam's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons in a gallon of water. The best part is Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertiloam's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len. He's Julio.
Right here.
Hey, it's Aaron.
Hey, there we
go. Sam's behind the glass. Wave, Sam. Nobody can see you. Anyway, early pond and water garden care right now is essential for you to have a good pond all season. All of a sudden, algae kicks in because the sunlight comes in and that we have more sunlight now. And you may have an algae bloom. Like, the water's cold. Why are we having an algae bloom? It's not about the heat. It's about the sunlight. So you're getting more and more light. So that may be happening in your pond. I know that I had it. There's plenty of junk in the bottom of your pond. My gosh, I didn't put a cover.
You put a cover on yours?
Hey, Mr. Critical, you have zoysia grass. That's all I have to say.
Well,
you should be ashamed.
I am.
Is it green yet?
No.
We'll talk again in July.
Right.
Anyway, my pond was a little green, though. Okay. And I did not put a cover on it because I didn't want to. Mm-hmm. And that's lazy.
Yeah.
And I'm facing the consequences. I have, first of all, I have algae because of it, because all the organic matter that fell from the trees that are around it all are in the pond. And sure, I can use the excuse I want the fish to be able to nest in it, or I want them to go into it to hide from herons. But the reality is it's just creating organic matter. It rots in the bottom. And that's why what you need to do is you need to go and put down Microlift sludge remover. If you just use Microlift, it's called PL. I've always said a pond is a septic tank.
It is.
It is. Everything that applies to your septic applies to a pond. So fish waste, leaves blowing in, uneaten food, it all becomes basically a spot for everything to rot. And if you put down the Microlift PL right now, it begins to, it's like, what do they call that stuff? You put it in the toilet and it's supposed to break down all the solids and everything. And that's what Microlift PL does in your pond. Keeps your water clear, keeps it safe for your fish. And it doesn't make your, like if your water right now looks cloudy, it's probably because all those, now that it's warmer, and again, it's warmer outside. The ambient temperature, your water temperature is probably still about 50 degrees. And that means something else. And I'll tell you in just a second. But when it breaks down into, rather than being solids, like solid leaves or, you know, just clumps of, like I have a tree that has dropped all of its seeds into the pond and all over my driveway. And it's one of those ones where it's a tiny, tiny little, it's a bald cypress tree.
Oh, okay.
Very pretty. It's a deciduous conifer. And it's beautiful when it has leaves, but it drops these little things that if you step on them, oh, and you're in bare feet.
It hurts. Oh, gosh.
They blow into the garage, but they're falling in my pond. Oh, okay. Now, I don't know if my fish are eating them. I like to, sure they are.
They probably are.
No, they aren't. I just pretend they are. But the thing, what you need to feed your fish at this time when it's cooler is what, Julio?
It's a wheat germ. It's cool weather food for the fish.
And you use it in the fall and you use it in the spring. Don't jump right in and start throwing their regular fish food in. They can't digest it the same way when their body temperatures are lower. Yeah. They want to get something more to build up their fat reserves, but also the wheat germ they can digest easier and it's better for your fish. Yeah. So make sure that you're feeding a wheat germ food only. And what's the biggest area? Four. Nothing. I have a question for Julio Zamora.
Ding, ding, ding.
What is the biggest mistake our pond customers do?
They overfeed their fish.
He won. He gets it. He gets nothing, but it's the right answer. Calm down.
Yeah.
Any of you that have grandchildren?
Yeah, loads.
You want to make sure that the kids see the fish, so you put piles. Here, go ahead. Give them more. No. The reason why you have so much algae during the summer is because all that fish food is not getting eaten, or they're just eating it and pooping it out. Whereas make them into vegetarians. You don't have to feed them solely with your fish food. Make them eat the algae off the sides. Turn, like, again, they're scavengers anyway. All koi, chabunkin, goldfish, sargassa comets, they're all. They'll just eat all that stuff from along the sides. They'll eat stuff from the bottom. Don't just make them fat by giving them food all the time, because what you're doing is you're souring the pond water, and then you have ammonia issues and everything else. So three times a week, don't go crazy. I have people say, oh, I feed them twice a day.
Wow.
I don't even eat twice a day most of the time.
I know.
That people are throwing the fish food in, and it is not the best practice. Yeah. Make them into vegetarians, turn them into vegans, make sure they're eating the algae, helping you get rid of that algae, that they will do that. So don't be so concerned that if you don't feed them, because yes, they do. Yes, they do. Wow. I don't know. it's also important. It's a good time to do a water change. The respiration of the fish has slowed down a little bit. It's starting to speed up. Just to clean your filter pads, get your UV installed. I hope you didn't leave it in all winter because guess what? It's shattered. The quartz sleeve, it can't freeze. And if it does, it'll break and crack and shatter and ruin your UV. It'd be a good time to change a bulb, right, Hull?
That's right, right now.
Right now, right now. Get your water tested. At Bloomers, Julio will test your water.
For free.
For free. Yep. And just get your levels. And it's not one of those times to panic, but you're checking to see how your ammonia levels are, because ammonia is killer to fish.
Number one.
Salt levels, you check for salt, right?
Oh, yeah. So and we check for everything.
Salt is great. I have a goldfish.
Oh, you do? You got a goldfish.
I have a goldfish.
One or two?
One.
Oh, it's it.
One. Our goldfish name is Kip.
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 Ooh.
Kip is going to end up in my son Carl's pond.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting too big for the little tank.
Oh, okay.
So we bought a feeder goldfish, and it was a test for us to see how long we could. We have broken the record.
Wow. And,
I mean, Kip is huge.
Is he?
He's huge. I'm holding up my fingers. Yeah. He's about three inches long and about an inch fat.
He overgrew, huh?
Kip's big.
Yeah,
Kip's big, and he's a pig. Because every time I walk into the kitchen, we have his little bowl in the kitchen.
And
he looks up, and he's like, he's begging for food.
Oh, is he?
He's like Cleo from Pinocchio.
Oh.
Anyway, with Kip, the reason why I bring up Kip is that he's going to end up out in an outdoor pond. Uh-huh. But the thing that he had on him, he had a little bit of a parasite on him. Ooh. So what I did is I gave him a salt bath.
Nice.
And that got rid of the parasite. It also helped his slime coat.
Nice.
All right, Aaron, you'll know the answer to this.
All right.
How much salt is in Gatorade?
A whole lot.
A whole lot, right?
Yeah. Very, very, very intense with salt.
Right. So when you think of adding salt to your pond, it's like, you know, making your pond water Gatorade so it helps your fish. Mm-hmm. A slime coat is essential because it protects your fish against having any issues, getting parasites and getting diseases.
Yeah, wow.
It's the first defense against that. So make sure that you're using salt. When you do a water change, you can add... there are city water. Like I have a well, but Julio complains about the price of his water in Pittman.
Oh gosh,
is any Pittman people because he had a leak and all of a sudden he got a $700 water bill.
Yeah.
But that there's what? Do they still put fluoride in? There's fluoride in it.
Yeah,
there's chlorine, and that
stuff.
There's a product that you use in your pond when you do a water change. To add to that, that will pull all of those things out and just basically purify that water that you just replaced. It's excellent for your fish. It's not harmful or dangerous, but it's something that helps your fish out. So it's, if you do a water change, make sure that you're doing that. And Julio, the name escapes me. What's it called?
Which one?
It's chlorine. Remover.
Removes all the minerals and all
right.
that stuff.
Chlorine, heavy metals.
Yeah.
And there's another one. There's three of them. So, and what it does is, again, it purifies that water so that you're not putting fish don't have teeth. The regular pond fish don't. So you don't really need to get their teeth white. So you can get rid of the fluoride and get rid of that stuff by using this. Let's see. What else would you put now, Julio? The UV, I can't get that enough. And look, pads.
Pads, yeah. Here's one thing, too. We're talking about, you know, this algae.
Yeah.
You got to buy plants, folks, to make sure that you have some coverage on that
Good
top.
Point. Good right. point.
At least 40%, at least.
When you add plants, it basically competes with the sun and will also pull up some of that. Like, when we explain how a pond filter works. So... your fish poop, okay?
Right.
Things rotten in the bottom. Mm. And what happens is a filter doesn't necessarily make it and screen it and make it so that water is crystal clear. But what it does, it stops the water from forming ammonia because bacteria builds on the filters and the filter pads so that when the water comes out, it comes out and it's changed. And that when it changes, it's basically liquid Miracle-Gro. For algae, algae is a plant. So what you want to do is make sure that you're adding plants into your pond so that it competes with that algae and will kill it off. But your plants will make your pond cleaner, better, fresher. It will just look crystal clear because, again, those plants are going to get rid of that floating algae and such. I can't say enough. Replace your pads. Replace your UV bulb. You get 2 years out of a UV bulb, and then it goes down. It doesn't even basically work anymore. It may go on, but it's not doing anything. You have to replace your UV bulb every 2 years. It's and just make sure you're putting it in and you're sure. Give it a shake. If it rattles, you got a problem because you shattered the sleeve and you shattered the bulb. Be very careful when you take it out. It may be even cheaper just to replace the whole thing. Because if it cracked during the winter, that's a problem. That's a problem. All right. If you have questions about your water garden, it could be anything from fish to plants to construction, call the hotline. That's 609-685-1880. We'll be right back in the garden with roses right after this.
Yes.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Wanting to up your garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma. A natural in the garden since 1929. At Jonathan Green, green is much more than a color of a healthy lawn. Green is a lifestyle. The Jonathan Green Company is a multi-generational family-owned grass seed and fertilizer business. The team at Jonathan Green is passionate about helping homeowners grow the greenest, most luxurious lawns and healthiest soil in the neighborhood. Come to Bloomers and meet Jonathan Green's regional lawn expert, Andrew Decker, at Bloomers Home and Garden Center Saturday, April 13th, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Julio and I will be there to welcome our radio family to Bloomers and introduce you to Andrew. Learn about their line of premium lawn care products designed to enhance the beauty of your yard while promoting sustainability and environmental responsibility. When using Jonathan Green products, your lawn will never look better. Bring all of your questions to Bloomers and meet Jonathan Green's regional lawn expert, Andrew Decker, Saturday, April 13th, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. This is your chance to get up close and personal with a lawn expert from Jonathan Green. Riveting expert-led discussion covering everything from lawn maintenance to pest control. Armed with this information, you'll be sure to transform your lawn into a lush, thriving bed of paradise. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, come in and join us at Bloomers Home and Garden Center Saturday, April 13th, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and meet Andrew Decker, regional lawn expert from Jonathan Green. Together, let's cultivate greener, healthier lawns and landscapes for generations to come. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located at the corner of 344 Herfville Cross Keys Road and Fish Pond Road in Washington Township, Gloucester County, New Jersey. For more information, check us out on the web at www.bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden with Jonathan Green's regional lawn expert, Andrew Decker, Saturday, April 13th between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Please RSVP by calling the Bloomers in the Garden hotline, 609-685-1880. The spaces are limited, so please call the Bloomers in the Garden hotline to reserve your space at 609-685-1880.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Roses are the original all-summer flowering plant. It's time to start the season right with a little maintenance.
That's right.
Yep.
It's time to prune.
Let's go.
Make those roses short.
Oh.
You know? Yep. Hybrid teas, grandiflora, and shrub roses. Which are sold more, Julio?
We sell more shrubs.
Yep. Every shrub rose that goes out this year, my staff has been told that they need to spray it. Right. We are trying to stop rose rosette virus by controlling the mite that spreads it. Mm. It used to be that we thought that they were resistant. They are not. Yeah. So keep in mind that you're going to have to spray this year, and you're going to have to spray usually every couple of weeks or so. It's not hard. It's something that can be taken care of. You're going to do it at night or usually late at night or early in the morning so that you avoid any bees. But let's start out with pruning. When the forsythia bloom, which they're doing right
doing
now,
that, yeah.
That's when it's time to start cutting out any diseased or damaged prunes. Like, because we always say, over winter, let them go into rose hips. Mm-hmm. Rose hips are a vitamin, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
My mother used to take it. Mm-hmm. She lived for a long time. Maybe I should start.
Yeah, I think you
anyway,
should.
Anyway, so leave them go and let them go into rose hips, and that's basically where their flower buds were, that it goes into those little knobby things. Mm-hmm. Cut out any of the diseased or damaged or dead wood, and you can just know by you prune down from the top. On hybrid teas, you can prune them to where they only have, like, say, maybe four or five main branches, and they're only about 18 inches tall or less. And just, it looks like you're not going to have anything, but they will be so much better and grow so much nicer than if you didn't do anything at all,
right,
for sure.
Don't fear
the shears.
Yes.
That's
especially
it.
These guys.
That's it. Climbers. If you have climbers, you just want to, where a climber will grow tall, long, far, but anything, you want to kind of keep it contained in like almost, I'm going to say, columnar type of look. You'd want to any of the, go along the canes and prune any of the ones that are going, I guess, horizontally. Mm. So you want to do that. You don't want to cut them back like you would any of the hybrid teas, grandifloras, or even shrub roses. So you treat them a little different. You're going to obviously cut out any of the dead on the climbers. You're going to clean it up. And a lot of this is because you're opening it up so it gets some air circulation, and that you want it to prevent any diseases that come up. We know what they're called, black spot, right? There's the biggest one. Mm-hmm. And make sure that when you get a disease on your leaves, that you're picking up those leaves, don't leave them there, because all those spores are going to go to other plants and reinfect the same rows. Mm-hmm. Again, we say it all the time, don't fear
the shears, yes.
Go out there and cut. You're not going to hurt anything. Mm-hmm. It's easy to do.
It is.
It's easy to
and
do.
And it's fun, too.
It
as long
is.
As you have gloves.
Yeah. It's like, if you're having a bad day, nothing's better. But make sure you keep your fingers out of the way.
That's right.
Go ahead and go crazy on those roses. They'll actually come back better.
Oh, yeah.
One thing that on, like, hybrid teas and, like, more of the I almost said super hybrids. Hybrids like grandiflora, floribunda, hybrid tea. If you know the Elmer's glue with the orange cap that you would use in school?
Yeah.
After you make that cut, what you do is you take a little dab of Elmer's glue on top and you put it on there, because what will happen is it'll prevent any borers from going in. You won't have cane borers
that
go inside and tunnel in and wipe out the cane. So if you do that, a lot of times, if you ever bought bare root roses, they'll come in. They're all full. They're covered in wax.
Oh, yeah.
Does the same thing, and that's what it's for. Again, prune, shear, Get out there. Don't be afraid.
No, don't.
Don't be afraid. Mm-mm. And just get ready to spray. Mm-hmm. Get ready to spray. Spray now. Rose mm-hmm. RX by Bonide is an excellent, excellent product. There's an issue we have in New Jersey. No jokes out there, okay? We're not Staten Island. That's where New York's trash goes.
Ooh. Ooh.
Sorry, Harold.
Harold, sorry.
Sorry, Harold. Didn't mean that. New Jersey's trying to do anything to better itself. But what happens in New Jersey is that they have stopped the sale of imidacloprid. Imidacloprid is a widely used insecticide from everything from your lawn to roses to trees and shrubs that is a systemic care, and they were concerned it was hurting the bees. So in New Jersey, you can't get it. Pennsylvania, I believe you still can. I'm not too sure about New York State, so Harold, you can let me know if you still get it. But imidacloprid is – I miss it. We were rallying for it's to stay, and the problem was is that it became a political thing. So people look good like they knew what they were doing with the environment, but the reality was is the people who were using it wrong ruined it for all of us. Right. Isn't that how everything
that's
is?
That's how it works.
That is.
Yeah.
It's like it takes only a couple of bad apples
to ruin the whole.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
If you were to do nothing except one thing, I would feed your roses. Mm-hmm. Roses are pigs, mm-hmm. and that they will eat and eat and eat and flower and flower and flower. Like, we get it all the time. Do you have anything that flowers all summer and comes back every year? And it's like, roses.
Yeah.
Roses flower all summer, all spring. All summer. Come back next year. Do the same thing all over again. But you got to feed them and you have to spray them. And then you will have the bring them in. I mean, to me,
yeah,
it's a way to save money on cut flowers because you can bring in one rose and it's a cut flower.
Oh, yes.
You know, you bring in, you know, one dianthus flower,
yeah, one
and it's like, oh,
flower.
Yeah, nice.
That's all right.
But you give someone a rose and
oh,
it's like, wow.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah? Sam, you listening? You listening, Sam?
No.
These are dating tips.
That's
come
right.
on.
I have a girlfriend.
I grew with my son. You have a girlfriend.
Yes.
You want to keep that girlfriend?
No, I thought you better get a new
you better
girlfriend.
Get your roses,
yeah.
pal.
Yeah, TJ's back there. He just got married.
Yeah.
You know,
TJ, you got a rose?
Give a buy, plant a
buy
rose
a plant
bush
of rose.
And bring it inside, and like
that's
you'll be amazed.
Right. Oh my God.
Guy's got to wake up and smell the roses back there.
Yeah.
In production.
Yeah. Roses are a great plant. Many uses.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Done. Anyway, make sure you're feeding. And if you're using a liquid food, don't use Miracle Grow. All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
We want you to use Rose Tone Granular from Espoma, and we want you to use water-soluble Jack's Classic, which is a 20-20-20. I'm not going into the Peter story because they don't want to be a sponsor.
No.
They should.
Oh, yeah, they should.
I know. We ask them every time.
Oh, every day.
Anyway,
yeah.
Anybody, call up
that's
Jack's
right.
Classic and okay. say, we want our Bloomers Radio.
That's right.
We want you to be a sponsor. But Jack's Classic is the best water-soluble fertilizer out there. It has lots of uses for different types. But if you use the 20-20-20 or the Bloom Booster for your roses, they'll be fantastic.
Yes.
All right.
Awesome.
Anything else quick? We're running long.
No, yeah, we are.
Got anything?
No.
Prune, feed, spray.
Right. That's it.
Done. Even if you have shrub roses, spray. We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. At Jonathan Green, green is much more than a color of a healthy lawn. Green is a lifestyle. The Jonathan Green Company is a multi-generational family-owned grass seed and fertilizer business. The team at Jonathan Green is passionate about helping homeowners grow the greenest, most luxurious lawns and healthiest soil in the neighborhood. Come to Bloomers and meet Jonathan Green's regional lawn expert, Andrew Decker, at Bloomers Home and Garden Center Saturday, April 13th, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Julio and I will be there to welcome our radio family to Bloomers and introduce you to Andrew. Learn about their line of premium lawn care products designed to enhance the beauty of your yard while promoting sustainability and environmental responsibility. When using Jonathan Green products, your lawn will never look better. Bring all of your questions to Bloomers and meet Jonathan Green's regional lawn expert, Andrew Decker, Saturday, April 13th, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. This is your chance to get up close and personal with a lawn expert from Jonathan Green. Riveting expert-led discussion covering everything from lawn maintenance to pest control. Armed with this information, you'll be sure to transform your lawn into a lush, thriving bed of paradise. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, come in and join us at Bloomers Home and Garden Center, Saturday, April 13th, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., and meet Andrew Decker, regional lawn expert from Jonathan Green. Together, let's cultivate greener, healthier lawns and landscapes for generations to come. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located at the corner of 344 Herfville Cross Keys Road and Fish Pond Road in Washington Township, Gloucester County, New Jersey. For more information, check us out on the web at www.bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden with Jonathan Green's regional lawn expert, Andrew Decker, Saturday, April 13th, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Please RSVP by calling the Bloomers in the Garden hotline, 609-685-1880. The spaces are limited, so please call the Bloomers in the Garden hotline to reserve your space at 609-685-1880.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Well, we're back on the air. So,
yes, we are.
The lawn is looking a little tired, Julio.
Yeah, but not mine.
Mine's
still sleeping.
It looks dead.
It's dead. Brown.
So look, your lawn looks a little tired. It's coming out of the winter. It's just waiting to be cut now. And that, so I said in the opening, my son-in-law Steve, who is soon to be the father of my grandson.
That's right.
They want me to pick my name. What the baby's going to call me?
Paw.
This never works out.
Paw Paw for the win.
Yeah.
Paw Paw.
Well, Grand Poopah Sultan of all.
That's not going to work.
That's too little, too long. That's what I was hoping for. Oh, well. That's what makes Steve
think baby me. Syllables. Think baby syllables.
So Steve called his lawn. I was there that we, you know, I had the, well, my daughter told me what to do for the shower and I pretended I had anything to do with it. So people were thanking me for coming and I was like, hey, yeah, anyway, enough family stuff. Uh-huh. But his lawn has got bumps all in it and it has dead crabgrass, and he said dead clover because he used bun-eyed crabgrass and crabgrass, chickweed, and clover killer in the fall. And so now he has all this dead stuff, and all the crabgrass is dead because it hadn't started to sprout. And he said, it's all bumpy. Like, you know, you go out there, you could turn an ankle. Mm. So he wants to go and put topsoil over it to layer it out. And yes, you can do that. I would wait. Because I, especially when I told him he needed 35 yards of topsoil.
He's not going to do all that work.
I told him, start with five, get it level in the sections you want, make sure you're seeding the bare spots. For those of you that don't have that issue, thatching is always like a mystery. Aaron even asked me, he's like, all right, thatching, like, what am I supposed to do? Thatch every 2 years. Thatch is not always a bad thing. Thatch is like mulch for your grass. And that it protects it from drought, and it does other things. And there are ways to remove thatch other than getting a power seeder that you, a power thatcher that you rent. And if you do rent one, don't get the one that's called a chisel type, which are metal blades that swing around and pull up the thatch. You want a raking type that's like a metal rake. And there are a bunch of rental makes, and those tines go, and they'll bring up the thatch better. So that's a better product. So again, you don't want a chisel type. You want a tine type or a raking type. So don't, when you go to rent one or ask about one, you don't want the chisel type. You don't want that. But you can remove thatch with, there's rakes that remove that specifically for it. Yeah. Do you have one of them?
I have one.
Yeah. Wear gloves or expect blisters, but it does work. It's amazing. Work. Yeah. So if you have a smaller lawn, it's perfect. It's perfect. There's a spray, which it's funny because it goes back to our first conversation about microblift breaks down and rots the solids. It does the same thing. It works the same way it breaks down the rotting thatch.
How about that?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think it does enough. I would get a thatcher or a rake or something like that.
The real thing.
How about power seeding? Ooh, power seeding has a bunch of skill saw blades on the front of it where seed drops behind it, and it puts it in the groove. So you need to get a power. And it has some thatching properties because these blades will kick up some of the thatch. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like you're dividing the grass, and then it will come up again, and it will send up tillers from the roots. So. Power seeding is the best way to seed, period. Core aerating. Core aerating.
Favorite.
I'm laughing because we sell these sandals that you strap onto your feet that have spikes in them, and you like walk around. Uh-huh. Honestly, those kind of things and the spike rollers that you see, you put a cinder block on top and you push it all around the yard. Uh-huh. That basically compacts the soil around it, and then as soon as it rains, it goes right back into shape.
Oh, it should be.
A core aerator is something where it pulls a plug out of the soil and out of the grass, leaves it on top of your grass, and just leave it there. Everybody asks, what am I supposed to do with it? I raked them all up. You don't need to. The plugs that it pulls out, just leave them there. Throw down some seed over top, and just when you're rain comes or when you water, it's going to wash the soil off into the hole on top of the seed. You're going to have little plugs of grass seed growing all over the place. And then when you mow the grass, you're going to basically shred up or you're going to collect any of the cores that are left. That's and it's only like little tufts of grass. You wouldn't even notice it. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it's a perfect time. Crabgrass control, if you're seeding.
Oh, yeah, do it now.
There's a specific type of crabgrass control that you can use when you seed. I don't think it's as effective as the standard type. I am in a dilemma in my own yard where I'm trying to decide, am I just going to forego crabgrass control and seed directly and maybe hit a crabgrass control later on, late spring, or do I try to do it now? Time is of the essence.
Yes.
So make sure you're putting down a crabgrass control if you don't need to seed. Also, if you seeded in the fall and it has not germinated yet, if you put down a crabgrass control, it will prevent that seed from germinating. So you have to wait till the seed is up and cut at least twice. So again, crabgrass controls, it's the only time you can get good, effective control, but you have to do it how many times, Julio? Two times.
Yep.
So you do it now, and you can do it about 4 to 6 weeks later, because what happens is that little crabgrass seed hibernates in the ground, and while the crabgrass is being prevented by the young ones that go on first, this is like the second wave of crabgrass control that you need that second wave for those second wave of seeds that are going to germinate right before summer. So if you put down that second application, you're going to get full control rather than I don't know, like a false control. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, being that Julia has zoysia, you know who else has zoysia, right? Vera, you out there listening? Yes. I hope so. Vera Brown has been a customer for a long time, and she attended the church where my son and son and daughter. Yeah, were christened.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, it's all that baby tie-in. So I'm tying in the baby stuff at the end. So again, two applications of crabgrass control. If you need to thatch, because you see a lot of thatch coming up through, you only have to do it every couple of years. It's not something that is as dire as you think. Mm-hmm. If you're going to seed, you use a power seeder. If you just need to do some light air, but the whole point, you need to get seed in contact with the soil in order for it to grow. Mm-hmm. So don't just throw it around because you're wasting money. Mm-hmm. And again, you got to cover those areas with a little bit of soil so that the birds don't eat it all.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back in the garden talking about how to design your landscape right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPete is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPete. EcoPete is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water holding capacity. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniels Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA.
If you're like me, then you absolutely love birds. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center has you covered. They're dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds of all sorts. Want to bring more birds to your yard? Then you got to see this place. Bloomers has a huge flock of feeders, birdhouses, birdseed, and much, much more. Want to feed the birds and not the squirrels? They have this absolutely cool bronze bird feeder that will drive those sneaky squirrels nuts. They'll be moving to the next door neighbor in no time. OMG! Bloomers have these absolutely adorable birdhouses that will turn your yard into the perfect bird B&B. They carry all types of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. Bloomers stocks Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and much, much more that will keep those beautiful birds coming back for more. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County. For more information and directions, check them out on the web at bloomers.com. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, you got to see this place.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. When planning your landscape, you have certain options and rules, too, to follow.
This is called Design Your Landscape in 8 minutes or Less. This segment could go on for at least an hour, maybe three or four shows. Mm-hmm. But here are some things. Now, everybody listen up. Get your pencils out. Mm-hmm. What's your canvas? Where are you planting? You need the heights of windows. You need to know where your walkways fall from the distance from the house. You need to know where the driveway is. You need to know all of these measurements before you get started, okay? And, like, here it's the most important thing, I think, anyway, is color, texture, and form. Those are the three things you need to be aware of when you start a landscape. It's color, texture, and form. And we don't mean color just flower color, right, Julio? Leaf color.
Yeah, leaf color, too, yeah. Everything.
Leaf color, think about it. Like we talked about the rose section. I want something that's going to be colorful all season long. It's like, well, I got a leaf for you.
That's right. Not only that, Len, stems too. Remember?
They, yeah.
They're red, you know, we got beautiful red or yellow stems sometimes.
Yep. And then that usually, like, those are a type of shrub dogwood.
Yeah.
And again, it's color, texture, form. Just always remember that color, texture, form. All right. When you design your landscape, the bed size is not determined by you, all right? The bed is by how big the plants will get when they're full grown. Mm. So don't be saying, oh, I'm going to put it in this 18-inch space and I've got four plants in here. Right. Sorry, plant, you know, in a couple of years is going to outgrow that by two or three times. And if that means it's overgrown on the walkway, you're going to have to rip it out.
That's right. How many times do we hear that?
Oh,
I
got to
rip these things out.
Because, all right, I'm going to say it. Cheap people that buy cheap plants that grow fast, rip them out the next year.
That's it.
Okay? The cheaper the plant, the faster it grows. So if you're finding a cheap plant, it's going to grow fast, and it's going to take over everything.
Wow.
So don't be thinking it's like, oh, I got this great deal. They were only $12.99. It's like, yeah, they're $12.99 because they can grow them in a year. When it takes time to grow a plant, like you'll see plants with like, how come that plant is $19.99? And this plant over here looks very similar and is $79.99. Mm-hmm. And it's because it took 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years to grow that expensive one, which means that it's going to take its time growing in your yard and it's going to stay nice, as opposed to the maintenance nightmare that you're buying for the cheap price.
Boy, how many times do we see that?
Oh. All the time. All the time. And it's like, we know and we suggest the right plant. And you know the right plant. The right plant is not the cheap one. The right plant is the more expensive one because it will take time to grow and it's not going to outgrow its space. We get it all the time. But in order to feel inexpensive at Bloomers, boy, we don't get called that very often.
No.
Anyway, that we have to bring in cheap items. You know, there's sometimes we'll bring in cheap, like globe arborvitaes.
That's right.
Like green meatballs that landed from Mars. That where, you know, they're just going to get big and
huge.
They're going to get, not only that, they don't like, it's the space they take up, but also like you get snow on them and they open up like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
like when you split a lime in quarters and you let it go and it opens up on the counter.
That's right. Yeah.
So again, another rule is the three rule. When you put certain plants in and you want to, you have a big space to fill, you're going to use three plants. Basically, you're going to space them out and that's going to be two in front and one behind it. And that it gives you a block of color, a block of texture, a block of form, and that will help fill in the landscape and will look nice, especially around corners and if they're in front of like trees and things like that. So again, that's the rule of threes. There's color by bloom, there's color by leaf color. We basically touched on that. You know, color is not always flowers, and that because they're nursery plants, not all of them, even though they say, will bloom all summer or endless summer or repeat bloomers, they go through a rest period in between. So they're going to be blooming, they're going to look nice, and then they're going to go through a rest period. And then generally their flowers are a little bit smaller, a little bit more sporadic. And yes, they are blooming, so we can say that they bloom all summer. But technically, they're not that same show that you get. Like, for instance, the encore azaleas or the repeat blooming hydrangeas, they're always, the big show is in the early spring or their first bloom cycle. The second bloom cycle, they are blooming.
Yep.
Gives some color, but not if you planted annuals. It's like, I don't even notice that they bloom.
Yeah, right.
I have a pet peeve. Those soldiers by the doorway. I hate it. I hate it when people play, they put narrow columnar sky pencil hollies or the skyrocket junipers right by the doorway. So it looks like there's sentries at the
arborvitaes.
Door. It's like, dun, 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 come through our hallway. Wrong thing. The whole point of a good landscape is to accentuate the entrance. Okay. Tallest things on the corners, shortest things by the door. Tallest things on the corner, shortest things by the door. One more time. No. Shortest things by the door, tallest things on the corners.
Got it.
Should I say it again? No, that's enough.
Got it.
the whole century thing. All the time. And so people say it looks good. No, it doesn't. It looks good maybe when you just put it in, but two months later, all of a sudden they start to grow, and it's like, you don't even notice the rest of the landscape. It looks silly. Just looks silly. Revolving color throughout the landscape. An assortment of plants. And this goes back to texture, right? Mm-hmm. Grasses give you a different texture. Ferns give you a different texture. Perennials are a world of different textures. Mm-hmm. Different types of deciduous shrubs, different textures. You want to break up the monotony of a landscape because you don't want to put in conifer, 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 and then on the corner a big conifer.
Yeah. All green.
Anyway. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the evil eye by saying we're running long. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. We could go another hour.
We are pretty
hour,
much
right?
through our notes, but that mm-hmm. will help you to design. And again, simple. No soldiers by the door, tallest things on the corner, color, texture, and form, and color through leaf color as well as flower color, and using different plants. Rather than just all shrubbery or trees, use perennials as well.
Wow.
That's it.
That's diversity right
all
there.
All right. Going to break. Yes. We'll be back right after this.
At Jonathan Green, green is much more than a color of a healthy lawn. Green is a lifestyle. The Jonathan Green Company is a multi-generational family-owned grass seed and fertilizer business. The team at Jonathan Green is passionate about helping homeowners grow the greenest, most luxurious lawns and healthiest soil in the neighborhood. Come to Bloomers and meet Jonathan Green's regional lawn expert, Andrew Decker, at Bloomers Home and Garden Center Saturday, April 13th, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Julio and I will be there to welcome our radio family to Bloomers and introduce you to Andrew. Learn about their line of premium lawn care products designed to enhance the beauty of your yard while promoting sustainability and environmental responsibility. When using Jonathan Green products, your lawn will never look better. Bring all of your questions to Bloomers and meet Jonathan Green's regional lawn expert, Andrew Decker, Saturday, April 13th, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. This is your chance to get up close and personal with a lawn expert from Jonathan Green. Riveting expert-led discussion covering everything from lawn maintenance to pest control. Armed with this information, you'll be sure to transform your lawn into a lush, thriving bed of paradise. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, come in and join us at Bloomers Home and Garden Center, Saturday, April 13th, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., and meet Andrew Decker, regional lawn expert from Jonathan Green. Together, let's cultivate greener, healthier lawns and landscapes for generations to come. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located at the corner of 344 Herfville Cross Keys Road and Fish Pond Road in Washington Township, Gloucester County, New Jersey. For more information, check us out on the web at www.bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden with Jonathan Green's regional lawn expert, Andrew Decker, Saturday, April 13th, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Please RSVP by calling the Bloomers in the Garden hotline, 609-685-1880. The spaces are limited, so please call the Bloomers in the Garden hotline to reserve your space at 609-685-1880. Zero.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. All right, let's get in the garden and plant something.
Get your hands dirty.
Get your soil prepared right. That requires bumper crop, right, Julio?
That's correct.
All right, hold on. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a quick segment.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's time to turn over your garden, add bumper crop, add garden tone from Espoma, and turn it over into the soil with your bumper crop. Oh, all right? Nice. You're going to rotate it. You need to go about 6 inches down and make sure you turn it. You're, pull the weeds. Don't think that you're going to get away with having a gigantic weed that's been there since last summer and is going to rot in the ground. It's not. You got to pull them. Get anything big. Rake it level. Rake out those weeds. Rake out those stones. Get it nice and straight and pretty. And you can start planting. There are certain plants that you can plant right now. Cold vegetables, like everything from broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, kohlrabi, Julio. You're going to plant it this year?
Yes, sir.
All right. There are multiple types of herbs. If you want to risk fate, you can try to plant some of the softer things, but you're going to have to use a what's called a frost blanket, not plastic, to cover it. You can use a sheet if you want, but that weighs heavy on some things because you don't want the plastic to be touching the plant because it will transfer the cold directly to the plant's leaf. So, again, make sure that you're not planting tomatoes yet. Closer to May. But, again, there's a multitude of vegetables and lettuces and cabbage and all kinds of things, kale, stuff. The superfood. But you're using Garden Tone, and I don't want you to use water-soluble fertilizer yet. Miracle-Gro, give it to your neighbor. You want to go with like a blossom booster or a vegetable liquid fertilizer that is similar to Miracle-Gro, but I'm sorry, I'm just not a fan of Miracle-Gro. They are on the downside as far as innovation, as far as I'm concerned. Hey, I'm entitled to my opinion. Did you hear that's the liner right. in the beginning?
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, the station doesn't know, but that's why they don't have any good plants.
That's right.
anyway, water-soluble for veggies, that's what you're looking for, and you don't want to start that until they're actively growing. Mm-hmm. All right, got to go to break. We'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Me and Julio.
Oh, my goodness.
This was a great show.
Oh, wow. We're
tell your friends and neighbors to listen to this show.
That's right.
On podcast, you can find us. Just look up Bloomers in the Garden.
Yes.
This has got a little bit for everybody. Mm-hmm. If you've got questions, because a lot of things we went through fast, especially that last garden segment, please call the hotline. That's 609-685-1880. We'd love to hear from our listeners.
Yes.
And start signing up for that Jonathan Green Lawn Class
coming
at
up.
Bloomers.
April 13th.
It's worth the trip.
Yes.
You're going to get to meet Andrew.
Uh-huh.
We want Andrew to have we have so many people there, he's scared.
Oh, I know.
That's what we're looking for. Anyway,
hey, what's going
it's going to be a great time at
it
Bloomers.
Is.
We'll see you in the garden.
See you in the garden.